WCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is KQ4 WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. Emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. If there is any formal traffic for the net, please call KQ4WHN. None heard. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Well, then we'll begin the roll call. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC2 portion. Your net controller has a couple of topics when we get done with the formal portion, so hang around and listen. I've got a little bit of news to pass along with government shutdowns and the FCC and some of the fun that we may all encounter at some point in the near future if you've got any business to be done there. All right. Well, nobody on Echolink, and we've got some folks that have gone through the pre-net check-in process, so we'll recognize them, and then we'll get on to the alphabet. All right, starting off with KC4PLT, that's Rich in Flowery Branch, Georgia. KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. NC9V, one of our net controllers there in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy, right along Leon's side there, I'm sure. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont, along with KG4PFI, Don. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben, the new secretary of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. If you weren't there last night for the meeting, Ben's doing a great job. So hats off to Ben there in Simpsonville. Got NRCRV, that's Lee. Chatted with him on the way into the meeting last night. And Lee makes his home, his QTH there in Simpsonville. Got WA4JJZ, that's Andy, and he's in Aiken. Got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's John in Browns Summit, North Carolina. All of the pre-net check-ins, no Echolink stations on tap. So we're going to go right to the alphabet. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group, I through L. If you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, well, by all means, give a call to KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. So I'm sending threes for each one of you.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Jim. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4WHN. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
W comments on the pre-net check-in? In fact, when you were doing the pre-net check-in, lead call sign is N4CRV, November 4, Charlie Romeo Victor, and at the meeting. He was voted in as the new Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's vice president. We are still going to start defining that role, but wanted to mention that as a quick announcement, and thank you for the shout-out myself. So, sorry about the quick interruption. I'm mobile right now. Back to Ned.
You're always welcome to pop in and create some clarity. I did not realize that the N4CRV Lee was our new VP. I remember the conversation that I remember shaking his hand, but I could not come up with his call sign if I was in deep, dire trouble. So thank you for yep, N4CRV, our new VP for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. That's a position that I understand has gone unfilled for quite a while, and I'm sure that Johnny's going to love that extra hand out there to help. So I didn't. Nobody had to nominate him. Nobody had to jump in there and beg him. He just kind of stood up and said, "Well, I'll do it." And that is the sign of a the people that help, right? You always want to look for the people that help. So they tell us. All right, this is KQ4WHN, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me go ahead and recognize the first four RF check-ins. Got Tequila Kila 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, that's James. I got W4IOE, that's Sid. Got my folks from North Carolina covered. And then I've got KK4JBQ, that's Larry, along with me here in Greer, along with Donna KC4MFK. All right, I think I'm current. Check one more time for any last-second pre-net check-ins. Some of those sneak by, and I always try and make sure we don't have anybody coming in late. All right, anybody else in the India through Lima group, I through L, call KQ4WHN. We'll move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be Mike through Papa. M through P, call KQ4WHN, or net control.
Control. Thank you, Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4. Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4. Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and should be negative and negative.
WHN. And Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, this is Matt in Western Granville County, be native and native, 7-3, you all the net.
Let me try that again. This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Didn't want to do that alphabetically. That would take too long. We've got KK4ONO Lorena, and she brings along KK4DMW, that's Rick. And together they bring their daughter KM4MOQ Michelle. Thanks for bringing the family as always. I know I say that every time, and I'm going to appreciate you every time just because you bring the fam, and that's great. I love the family that communicates together. I'm going to need to start turning some arms in my household. And then we've got WG4MC. That's Matt there in Western Greenville County, I think. Get that done. I think we've got that group. Let's go ahead and move on. Q through T, Quebec through Tango, call KQ4WHN or net control.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4WHN. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
WHN. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Quebec, Yankee, India, KM4QYI. My name is Milt, and I'm in Fountain Inn, and I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Thanks for running the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray. That's W4 FBX. Brad, I'm located in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. N2 SWJ. This is Scott and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta. KQ4. SID, name is Craig, in Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
Yeah, I'm going to do that every time. This is KQ4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And the net would like to recognize N0TR, that's Tom. Tom, I'm going to talk a little bit about you. I overheard something you said that you inspired me to do something this afternoon. So if you got time, hang around when we get done with the formal portion. I'll share something that you shared with someone else and I overheard. Got KO4QLG, that's Chris there in Liberty. Got KM4QYI, that's Milt there in Fountain Inn. Got W4SBX, that's Brad there in Simpsonville. Got N2SJW, that's Scott in Greer. That call sign's working. And KQ4SID, that's Craig, also in Greer. Thank you one and all for joining us tonight and making our numbers swell. Anyone else in the Quebec Through Tango group, call KQ4WHN.
That should have been N2SWJ.
I wrote it down correctly. Maybe I said it wrong. N2SWJ, November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet. How I have it in my log, I'm not sure what my brain came up with when I was reading it off.
23, Steve.
For the correction. Everybody doing a great job keeping me straight here. Let's move on to the next alphabetical group. That's going to be Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, call KQ4 WHN.
WHN. Mark and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
Kilowatt Echo 4, Victor Golf, November. KE4VGN, Richard in Greenville, no traffic, no round table, good evening.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and the net would like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane. Welcome and thank you for joining us tonight, Shane. Got KQ4WTQ. No, sorry, strike that. KO4WTQ. I need to wear my reading glasses. I'm getting to that age. KO4WTQ. That's Greg in Greer, and KE4VGN. That's Richard in Greenville. Anyone else in the Uniform through Zulu group, call now. Call KQ4WHN. Well, no echo link station, so we'll go to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WHN, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
For WHN, Mark, thanks for calling the net. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And the net would like to recognize W4DJW. That's Dave there in Greer. We've got KR4ACR. That's Terry and Moore. And then I've got KI4DOS. That's Gary and Easley along with his pretty little bride. Well, that's K3JOY Joy. All right, folks. We're getting there. Let me check one more time over here. Nope, that's all good. Still no Echolink station, so we'll continue to move along and get into the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H. Call KQ4 WHN.
4 WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey. KR4 ETW Chuck in Campobello, negative.
KQ4 WHN. And Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4 ECN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
KC4 WHN, this is Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie, name's Rick, and in Northern Hudsonville on the handheld radio.
4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and the net would like to recognize KR4ETW, that's Chuck there in Campbella, KC4EZN, that's Harry there in Candler. Thanks for joining us, Chuck and Harry. And then through the fog of a little bit of static, but could make him out pretty clearly, that's KR4FNC, that's Rich in Simpsonville on an HT. You're coming in nice and audible and readable, but definitely had that HT bacon fried there. So well done making it into the repeater from Simpsonville. Would that I had the backyard that had just enough elevation to see over my neighbor's yard, but apparently I bought a house in a hole, so HTs are kind of a no-go for me. So here I am on the second floor of the house with my base station. I guess we can open it up now for the big group. Let's go Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KQ4 WHN.
Control, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KO4PXB Lloyd. Thanks for joining us tonight, Lloyd. And KO4JKV Duncan up there in Asheville. Sounds like he's on an HT, maybe on his back porch, enjoying the lovely evenings that we have to look forward to. Anyone else on the sound of my voice? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4WHN. And everybody for now. So this is KQ4WHN now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for those checking in, all stations wishing to do so may secure. We'll begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. So nobody had any topics that they wanted to discuss tonight, and that just doesn't sit well with me, so I always come with a bag full. At least one or two, but tonight I've got a couple. So I wanted to just kind of bring up a couple of topics that I found interesting as I've discovered them over the last few days. So let me let the repeater break, and I'll get into it. Well, number one, we're all aware that the government, the federal government, has decided to take a vacation while the politicians bicker. So what does that mean for the folks at the FCC? Well, apparently that means that they're not processing any new amateur radio licenses, which you can only imagine that would be the case. Everybody's been told to go home, so that makes sense. The testing centers, a number of the testing centers nationwide have decided, well, that doesn't mean we have to quit. So what they're doing is they're setting up the regular testing intervals, and they're still going out and doing their testing. But they're deciding that, you know, hey, when the FCC comes back online, we'll send the details out, and they'll process it when they process it. So for technicians, prospective technicians, That means they're going to have to wait until the federal government comes back, and whenever that is the best guess of anyone. It means for the folks that are doing an upgrade from technician to general, or general to extra, you know, that means that they will have to prolong their use of AG or AE in their call sign when they successfully pass their test. So once you get that whatever the document's called, when you get done with the testing center and they send you the formal, you've passed your test. That acronym's close to another one I use for my professional job, so I can never keep it straight. But whenever you get the validation from the testing center that, yes, you have passed, and they provide the passing document to you, you can go ahead and start using your benefits of the higher licensing tier, even though the FCC is not around. And that didn't occur to me, but that's interesting. So if you're just getting started, it's unfortunate, but if you're looking to upgrade from where you are to the next step up, you just have to use the AE or the AG suffix on your call sign until the FCC catches up and gets your license promoted. Interesting topic that came up when the folks, the people at the POTA organization, which is another volunteer-run org, that made note that, you know, hey guys, if you're out there doing Parks on the Air and you are trying to find particularly a national park that is not available to the public because they've closed the gates, we're not going to validate any POTA traffic from a facility that is marked as closed. So the POTA organization is saying, you know, hey, you can't go into a corner of the National Forest when the Park Service says that facility is closed. We won't honor any POTA activity from something that isn't available to the general public, and that's their key factor in the rule book is you can go to any park, federal, state, that's on the list, but it has to be available to the general public, and they are going to honor the federal government's, particularly the National Park Service's, guidelines. If the park is closed to the public, it's closed to POTA, which would have never occurred to me either. Little side note, went off and did my very first POTA on Saturday and had 34 contacts in about just under 2 hours. Went up to the Bunched Arrows Heritage Preserve just south of Tigerville. Didn't know it existed, but found it thanks to the POTA folks. It's Park 9210. And had my shortest HF conversation ever. Was there in the shadow of Paris Mountain and managed to talk to someone who was doing another POTA from Paris Mountain 2.9 miles away, both 20 meter and 12 meter. And that goes in the record books for me. I've never heard of an HR conversation that close, but hit him twice on the same day. So I'm learning all sorts of things are possible, which I thought they might be, but I got to experience it, so that was interesting. All right, I'm going to take a breath here and call out one more time for check-ins while we wait for the clock to hit the bottom of the hour. Anyone Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Just getting home in Penrose. I'll be in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
Pitch in. Call on the net. Sounds like you got a good one. Just walked into the shack. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
For WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Man, if you're just getting home in Penrose, I'm hoping that's not from work because that sounds like a late day. But thanks for checking in with us, Patrick. And then we've got AK4HR. That's Mike there in Simpsonville. I appreciate you joining us tonight, Mike. And I always say, if you wait till 9:30, they will come. There are folks out there doing things. I'm one of them most nights, but I can't say it's work most of the time. All right, we'll give it another shot, and then I've got another topic or two that I'm willing to talk about. If anybody else has got any comments, well, you sing out and let me know. Anyone, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, let's do one more round of check-ins. Call KQ4 WHN.
Control. Oh, this is WD4BAT, Whiskey Delta 4, Bravo, Alpha, Tango, Vince from Inman. No comment.
For WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize WD4BAT. That's Vince coming in from Inman, one of my favorite places to visit when my sister-in-law will let me come over and hang out and watch their television, particularly on Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us tonight, Vince. So, Tom, if you're still out there, I heard Tom in 0TR this afternoon having a conversation and discussing license plates. So it's something as mundane as automobile license plates. I've always thought about doing, you know, In God We Trust or something that was interesting, but never really wanted to come up with the money or the, you know, filling out of the paperwork to go off and do it. And Tom was telling somebody this afternoon about, well, you know, the amateur radio license plate from the state of South Carolina is only $2. So you do your regular registration and taxes and the stuff you got to pay anyway. But if you want a custom license plate with your call sign on it and the amateur radio license plate from South Carolina, it's $2. And sure enough, I went to the SCDMV website, and there's the form, and it's $2. So I'm going to send my application off in the morning, and we'll see how long it takes the state government to turn that around, but I figured there's no reason to not everyone, well, no reason not to warn everyone that I'm just that kind of nerd. So gonna go ahead and do that for $2. You know, even my Scottish heritage would approve.
Senator Mark, glad you overheard us. I didn't know exactly what the price was, but I remember it was cheap. And I saw a new one the other day on one of the South Carolina cars, and it's a lot more attractive now than it used to be. I can't remember exactly what they've done to it because it's been several months, and I've been through a lot since then, heart surgery and all, and I just can't remember. But I think you'll enjoy it, and you can meet a lot of people that way too at times.
I'm of the opinion that you know, based on the number of devices that I have purchased, the number of YouTube videos that I have watched, the fact that I have taken on the volunteer job of Net Control once a week for this community, that somehow I am hooked and that, you know, there's no reason to keep it secret. So I've put that in the mail, and I appreciate you pointing that out, Tom. That was a revelation that made my wife's eyes roll, and I always like to try and exasperate her whenever possible.
This is N0TR. Well, fine business, as they say, Mark, on HF, and I hope you enjoy it. I've had people just walk up to me in Walmart's parking lot or anywhere else, anywhere you even travel. Now, you never know where somebody's from anymore. You used to have to change your call when you moved to another area, but that's long since been changed. And so you don't really know where a person's from by the call or what area they're from. But it's still a kind of a brotherhood, you know. And it's just something nice. And you run into good people at times, and they'll come over and talk to you in the parking lot and or in the store or whatever. But I think you'll enjoy it.
Contemplating getting a, you know, one of the custom stickers for the back windshield, but I think this is going to be cheaper than anything I might find on Etsy or eBay, and kind of appeals to me to make it official.
Yeah, I used to have a really, really nice one, and it was made out of cast aluminum, but I think they went out of business, and I had that for years. I don't have that on this one, do I? I don't think so. And another thing different down here is, got a car. It will not let me have N0TR on both vehicles down here. Whereas in Kansas, I could have it on both my car and my truck.
Makes sense. They don't want to have two vehicles with the same license plate. So, or at least the same number. It needs to be unique per vehicle. But that would be interesting to be able to do it on multiple cars. It never occurred to me that would be a thing anywhere. But I guess Kansas has a better mindset.
By any means. we're a little slow from up there. Now, I thought about putting N0TR/4 on there, but on the truck, but I never did, so I got a N0TR for the front bumper, so I still win.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, you taught me something today, and you kind of brightened my sphere of influence when it comes to having toys and reasons to talk. I just swapped out the long antenna on the top of my car for something shorter, so I don't have to keep taking it down or bending it over when I come in the garage, and that makes me look a little more respectable in the public eye. So I've got to do something to up my ham game.
Yeah, I had to do that too. My longer one over here, I forget the brand on it, it rubbed the carport, and I didn't want to take a chance of breaking anything or knocking it off or tearing the coax out, so I went to a little bit shorter one, and it's still dual band, and it worked like a champ. So we got a great repeater here with a lot of good coverage and a lot of good people, and I'm very happy with it in the truck. And I don't drive the truck very much. It's a 2011, and I got 57,000 miles on it. So that gives you an idea that it had 19,000 on it when I bought it, wasn't it, Bernice? Anyways, we're just sitting down here watching Homestead Rescue, and I'm glad you brought that up, Martin. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me. I'm looking over here at QRZ, and all I see is FT8, and I'm an old-timer, so I say CW. It's like FT8, but for men. Now that I've insulted everybody, I'm going to sign off. I saw that in a joke. KQ4WHN, N0TR, 73.
I appreciate the conversation. I've got one last topic, and then I'll kind of wrap us up for the night. But I do want to open it up for anyone else that has comments or topics, questions, thoughts, anything you want to get on the air. I don't have to be the only guy talking. Tom just proved that. So if you got anything you want to talk about, anything you want to comment about, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. M4QYI. I appreciate the information regarding the CAT center still being open for the general. I'm currently a technician, and my license expires in February, so I have been studying the last few weeks, and hopefully, I'm 82 years old, hopefully there is a old man's test when I get there, give me the easy question.
KMOQI out. I keep asking them for the large print version of the test, and they laugh at me. And I managed to avoid reading glasses until my late into my 50s, and now seemingly my vision is collapsing. So I'm okay with the topics, but the size of the print matters to me. But you know, as we
as we age, our brain does not have the same elasticity, and, you know, it's tough to pull down these topics when you get into your 60s and 70s and 80s, and I applaud you guys that are making the attempt. Good luck on your testing, and hopefully you'll be able to get that upgrade as you go forward.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. One thing I have learned, the retention time is just not there. So I need to cram a few nights before the exam. I was wondering if there are any VEs still listening. I'm in Fountain Inn, and I took my technician's test at the Clemson Library, I think, in Clemson 10 years ago, and I can't believe it's been a full 10 years. So if anybody is listening that is a VE that could direct me to a close site, I would appreciate it. KM4QI.
This is KC4EZ and up at Candler. Check with the tomorrow night with Gary. KI4DOS, I think he is on the Westcars VE team down in South Carolina. Check with him and see what's available down there. I know up here in the Asheville area, which is kind of far from Fountain Inn, we test every Friday at the Ingalls off of Brevard Road, which is the Blue Ridge Parkway exit off of I-26. But that's a little bit far to come from South Carolina. But check tomorrow night with KI4DOS when he runs the net, and he can give you some information closer to Fountain Inn. It's KC4EZN, back to net control.
Mark and the other gentleman, they test down at the Red Cross Center in Greenville. It's down by the Greenville Memorial Hospital. And Gary can tell you exactly when it is. I think it's the third Saturday of the month, but don't quote me on that. But you can ask Gary. Maybe even Mark will know. This is NZRTR.
Information, Tom. Yeah, I know the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society does it monthly. I'm just not sure on, like you, I'm not sure what day it is. I've done mine virtually, which is always an option. But hang on, I've got the website up. Let me see if I can find it on the calendar.
Comes out on the third Saturday of every month. Third Saturday of every month.
Third Saturday of every month at the Red Cross in Greenville. So that's an option for you as well.
Appreciate that information. This is KM4QY. Being my age, I'm very familiar with that area, having spent a lot of time in the Greenville Hospital. So they've gotten combined treatment and testing in the same day. KM4QY is clear.
Well, thank you, Milt. Let's go ahead and do another round of check-ins, and then I think we can call it a night, because I know it's going to get really slow after, at least in my experience, it's gotten really slow about this time. So anyone, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, if you want to check in Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN.
KBHN, I have one other comment, Mark.
Go ahead, Tom.
Let me mute this over here. Bernice watching TV, but it's on a commercial. And I hate commercials. Mark, did you say that your eyes were getting a little worse as you got older? And I don't know how old you are, but I have a tip for you if that's the case.
Yes, sir. I made my ophthalmologist very disappointed when I turned 40 and I could still see up close, but as it stands right now, I'm going to look at my 59th turn around the sun this month. So I've had to very quickly and very astutely grab my reading glasses each time I sit down to do anything close up now.
Well, I had at one time 2400 as in later years. I was about 2100. But I was just going to tell you that I had my eyes lasered with a femto laser. And, you know, you've heard of nano. Well, the next one is femto. I think it's 10 to the minus 12 accuracy. But if you go down to Clemson Eye, and I did that, how many years ago, Bernice, would you say? Maybe 7 to 10 years ago, and I'm 77, and it's absolutely 100%, I give you my word, painless. It takes about 15 minutes. You'll spend more time in the waiting room than you will to get your eyes fixed. It's not cheap, but I've been 20/20 ever since. And one eye sometimes checks just a little tiny bit less, but still virtually 20/20, they said. And on mine, I had a little bit of pressure there, and they did a goniometry, I think they called it. And my pressures have remained the same ever since. Whereas macular degeneration or whatever it is progressive, you know, but mine hasn't progressed one bit. But it was the best thing I ever did in my life. And I never had 20/20 in my life. If I had, I'd have been a pilot. Instead, I was in an air crew, but I kind of fudged a little bit in the eye test, but I made it. But you'll never regret it. But if your eyes aren't all that bad or anything, well, that's another story, Mark. You may not want to do that.
A slow circle around the bowl, but eventually it found the bottom. So I can't say it's terrible. I've noticed in the last year in particular, it started to decline to the point where, you know what, these cheap little readers that you get at the drugstore really actually make it easier and better, and I'm more interested in reading books and whatnot. So I may get to the point where laser surgery would be worthwhile, but I probably got a few more years before we do that. So I wasn't quite aware that was available for the close-up stuff, but I imagine they've figured all sorts of things out now. So thanks for the heads up, and the Clemson Eye folks, I've had to do a couple of appointments there for various things, and they are top-notch, so glad to hear that they have that service as well.
Yeah, and they took my cataract out at the same time, and I was in and out in about 15 minutes there, and Bernice drove me home, and the next day I was driving. Kind of a miracle nowadays, technology. Okay, Mark, I'll let you go. And I think the same thing of them. They are top-notch. KQ4WHN, good night. Yeah, this is N0LTR.
WHN. Mark, one quick piece of advice before you close the net. When you do decide to get your reader, go to a drugstore and get your prescription. You know, they're written on those, and you can get your prescription. But go online and you can get about 10 pairs for $30. And they've held up me pretty well. And you will need, once you start, to put one in every room in your house and every car, because you'll never find one when you need it otherwise. KM4QI, excuse me, KM4QII, clear.
Here as you say that, but I'd need to order another pack of 20 because I still don't have one in my wife's car. I still don't have one in my radio bag. I still don't have one. Well, I won't give you all the places, but you're absolutely right. When I need it, it's always just far enough away that I can get up and go get it. And I've got 6, 8, probably 9 pairs scattered throughout different rooms and bags and vehicles, and somehow there's still not enough out there for me. But good call. Probably need to go out and spend a little more money. And hey, it's what, Prime Big Deal Day, so we can go out and order some of those from Amazon. Well, I had one other topic, but we're coming really close to 10 o'clock, and I know that everybody's got work to do tomorrow. So I'm going to go ahead and just close out the net here. But before I do, one last time, last call. Anyone anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4-WHN.
For the quick comment, Mark.
I'm still here, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, I'm sorry. I was on the wrong side of the radio a minute ago, and then y'all started talking. And I'm sure you mentioned already, but I just wanted to reiterate. You were mentioning the ham tags for your vehicle. I know Tom had mentioned. I don't know if you guys mentioned the fact that it's all through the mail, the DMV. You can't go to the local office and order those plates. It's all done with a form online. You have to print it out and fill in the check boxes, but it tells you how to do it online. So I just wanted to reiterate, you can do it online through the mail. You don't even have to go to the DMV to do that. So just wanted to kind of mention that. And also, you guys are right on the information for the testing. It's every third Saturday at the Red Cross building on Grove Road, and it starts at 9 a.m. on the third Saturday of every month. And there's also a link on the Brars.cc website that points to the Westcars BEC website that has more information on there. But again, it's 9 a.m. On the third Saturday of every month. I know KM4QI was asking about that. So we look forward to seeing him on a third Saturday morning. And we'll definitely work on getting the large print test out there with all the correct answers. He'll just have to pick the right ones over.
That wasn't for Milt, that was for me, but I appreciate it nonetheless. So it is the third Thursday. I think I found the thing on the website. Testing fee of $9. Testing begins at 9 a.m. at the Red Cross Building, 940 Grove Road. It's even got a map. So all right there under VE testing on the BRARS.cc, the Brars website. Thanks for that clarification and confirmation. And no, I did not say that it was the license plate was mail order only, but you're right. It was on the form. It, you can't walk into a DMV office and get the amateur radio license plate for $2. By walking into a DMV office, you gotta send it in to Blythewood in the Columbia area. And then for $2, they will send you your own call sign on a South Carolina license plate. So couldn't pass that one up. I'm just too big a nerd.
It's late, but you did say Thursday, and I just wanted to correct. It is Saturday, third Saturday of the month at 9 a.m., and it's $10 for the testing fee. And, and like you said, it's $2 plus your registration fee. I printed out the form and have been too lazy to get it from my desk to the mailbox, but the only reason I know you can't go to the DMV is I tried that. And they tried their best. I'll give them they tried their best to help me. And then finally a supervisor said that they couldn't do it locally, that it would all have to be done through the mail. But anyway, Mark, I just wanted to kind of clarify those. And again, appreciate you calling the net for us, keeping it running, getting folks checked in. Sounds like you had a good one tonight. But I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you and wish you and everyone on the net 7-3, my friend.
I don't know what's going on with my brain tonight. That's my second grievous error. But thanks for the clarification. Testing is Saturday, third Saturday. So if anybody looking to upgrade their amateur radio license, it's still a thing. You just have to use the AG or /AE if you get it passed. For the folks looking to add to our numbers and get your call sign, you have to wait for the FCC to open back up. All right. I keep short-circuiting everybody and saying, hey, I'm going to close this thing out, but there are other comments out there. So other comments or check-ins, call KQ4-WHN. All right. That's last call then. Last call, anyone, anywhere. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4-WHN. We'll wrap this up. So we have exhausted those topics. Thank you, Tom, for educating me, and thank you everyone else for keeping me straight. And if at any point anybody has any comments, well, I'll be here next Tuesday and we can do it all over again. Please join Gary, KI4DOS. He's going to be running the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he'd love to have you there. And don't forget, Wednesday night is the Swamp Net night, so you can maybe find a
deal on a device that you knew you had to have and you just didn't know when you're going to get it till the price came around. All right. Give me a second. We'll get our net report logged and we'll call tonight. AQ4WHN now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everyone and have a great night.